Hey, thanks for listening to Temps Talks, the premier useless podcast. Don't forget to give it a like, give it a share, and follow the podcast to hear more episodes.
Hey, what is up, everybody? It is Tebs Talks, the premier useless podcast. I am your host, as most often, Jason Tebs. The other day, I saw, I think it was yesterday or the day before, I saw a tweet from Russell M. Nelson. If you don't know who Russell M. Nelson is, he is the current prophet, president of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. So within the church community, he's kind of a big deal, right? Prophet of God, this, that, and the other. I'm not here to talk about whether you believe that he's a prophet or not. What I'm here to discuss is the tweet that he sent out the other day showing him getting the COVID-19 vaccination. And he put in that tweet like, hey, you know, I'm so glad that there was this, I'm paraphrasing it, and I'm probably going to kind of get it a little wrong, but he said, I'm so glad of this miracle, you know, a lot of effort and energy went into this. You know, we should do our part as global citizens to be healthy, be safe, and essentially get the vaccine, right? And the comments or the replies to that tweet were an absolute shit show. Just completely off the rails. No good conversation happening in that discussion. A lot of it was the side of people saying, okay, there were two kind of negative sentiments going on. The first one was, oh my gosh, how could you accept this completely rushed vaccine? We don't know if it's safe. That's very dangerous. How dare you, you know, tell people to do something so dangerous? I'm not getting the vaccine. Like, my family's not getting the vaccine. So a lot of people saying like, no, I will not be getting the vaccine. Not a chance. The second camp of people were like, how could you, as a person in power, peddle such an agenda, right? So, and there was a lot of crossover between those two sentiments of I'm not getting a vaccine and how could you as a person in power peddle such an agenda, like, oh, you're bought out by the system, calling him like, you're not a true prophet. You're like, it was a very negative threat. And it got to the point where I was like, okay, I've got to stop reading these replies because they're just bringing zero good conversation, zero good discussion, just all over the place, just completely negative. Let me tell you my thoughts on a few things related to the vaccine and the prophet of the church that I'm part of getting that vaccine. First and foremost, when I have the chance to get the vaccine, I will be getting the vaccine. I am a person that believes that vaccines are a benefit to society. I believe the science and research is there. The pros far, far, far outweigh the cons. And I want to be able to return to a somewhat normal lifestyle where I'm not afraid of getting myself sick or getting somebody else sick. Vaccines help that. Also, you need a certain amount of people immune to something for that herd immunity. Like, I, even though I'm a healthy 26-year-old male, and if I got the virus, like, I wouldn't have that much of a negative effect. If I can be immune, my immunity can help somebody that might not be able to, like, get the vaccine because of a medical condition or whatever it might be. Like, that's how vaccines work. The healthy people need to stay immune to protect the people that don't have the chance to get the vaccine to gain that immunity from it. So anyway, yes, when I have the option, I will be getting the vaccine. The fact that President Nielsen said like, hey, I got the vaccine, I'm glad for it, I think we should all be good global citizens and be healthy and stay safe, and he believes that the vaccine is part of that. I don't care what he personally did in terms of getting the vaccine. That was by no means a statement from the church like, hey, we've received revelation, get the vaccine. It was him saying like, according to my decades of medical research, like, let's not forget this guy is a world-renowned heart surgeon. and he's essentially saying, according to my decades of medical research and my knowledge of just how the body works and just the science behind the medical community, he's like, I think it's in my best interest and everybody else's best interest to get the vaccine. And I think that's fantastic. I think he has that platform. Go ahead and do it. He did it on his own personal account, which, you know, some might say, much like when you're the president, your own personal account is also the account for, like, the presidency. But that's neither here nor there, though he does post a lot of, like, church-related things. I think it was great where he was just like, listen, I'm going to lead by an example I believe is correct in getting this vaccine. Now, as members of the church, you have your agency, right? You don't have to... Oh my gosh, that freaking car alarm's going off again. It's like third time in 2 days. So you don't have to get the vaccine if you don't want to. This wasn't like a call to action. This wasn't a commandment from God. There wasn't any official like church statement of, hey, our members to be worthy to, you know, yada yada, you have to get vaccinated. That's not what was going on here. But I also think if you do believe that President Nelson is a prophet of God, wouldn't you sit there and think like, wow, not only is he a world-renowned heart surgeon that's been widely accredited by the medical community, but he's also a chosen prophet of God, and he believes that getting this vaccine, and he personally got the vaccine. Don't you think if you're a member at that point, you'd be like, maybe it is in my best interest to follow this guy's example and get the vaccine. I can't believe there were so many people like, wow, like no way, you're a false prophet. Like people calling him a false prophet. People saying like, oh, well, you know, follow the prophet. That's the whole point. And then, you know, the anti-community or the, I guess maybe not the anti-community, but the community outside the church where it's like, well, you guys always follow this guy blindly. Like, why on this? There's just a lot of noise happening on that particular subject. And it's deafening. It is incredibly deafening. It's hard to, like, think and formulate your own thoughts when you got all these people just upset about all these little things. And my thing is, I got asked this in college once. I got asked by one of my friends. He lived on my floor in my dorm. He's like, well, don't you guys just blindly follow this guy, whatever he says? At the time, the prophet was Thomas S. Monson. I believe maybe it was, oh no, it might have been, no, it was still Thomas S. Monson at that point. Yeah. He's like, don't you guys just blindly follow your guys' prophet? And I'm like, sure, there might be some people out there that throw a blind faith into it, but that's not how it's meant to work. There's revelation that the prophets receive, and then there's personal revelation. And I always say, and I believe a lot would agree with me, that personal revelation is what you should go off of. And some people at that point are like, well, what if I receive personal revelation on something that completely contradicts what the prophet says? At that point, I'd be like, I think you're kind of misinterpreting what personal revelation means. The prophet or any church leader will come out and say something. For example, the word of wisdom. And at that point, you have to say, okay, here is the statement of the word of wisdom. Now I'm going to get my own personal revelation. Ask God, okay, God, what does this mean for my life? How do I best go about incorporating that into my life? You know, what would you, God, have me do about this new call for the word of wisdom and receive personal revelation that way? I don't think personal revelation is meant to be like, okay, God, is what the prophet said about the word of wisdom actually true? Like, do I actually need to follow this? Or is that wrong for me? No. I think you have the faith that, yeah, we do have this appointed leader to guide us, but we also need to have the personal faith and personal revelation to say, okay, how do I best practice these principles that are laid forth by the prophets? That's where I think the personal revelation comes into. So the prophet and many leaders have like, hey, be healthy, be safe. Like that's really the most official thing they've ever said. They've said like, you know, we think masks are great. They're going to help you be healthy and safe. President Nelson just gets the vaccine. He's like, hey, I think this leads to being healthy and being safe. But at the end of it, if you are actually a believing member that believes in personal revelation, you have to go to God at that point and say, okay, God, what do I need to do to help myself be healthy and safe, to help my family be healthy and safe, to help my community be healthy and safe? And let me tell you, the answer probably not going to come from Facebook. Probably not going to come from Twitter. Well, Jason, the prophet just tweeted that and you're basing this all off a tweet. No, I'm basing it on the conversation in the tweet. The prophet has done a lot of his own research behind that to come to that tweet. Always go to sources. Always look into things. Always research things. Like, form your own conclusion. And, okay, some people have hesitations about the vaccine. It's the quickest a vaccine has ever been developed. From the little research I've done, it sounds like the reason this vaccine was able to be produced so quick was, one, I mean, the advancements in technology and medical research have come leaps and bounds over the years. Two, because COVID-19 is somewhat related to another COVID something, they're like, okay, we can take the similarities that we've already researched and apply them here. And then three, just the worldwide immediacy of this happening. Right? It was a global pandemic. It had a global force behind it. And yeah, it looks like we've reached, I think the critical point is a 95% success rate. I don't know. From my resources, it seems like, yeah, it's a no-brainer to get the vaccine. But somebody else has probably done other research wherever they've gotten that research and has a completely different opinion from me. I'm not here to say what's right and wrong. I'm just here to comment on how devolved the replies to that tweet got and just give my take on what President Nelson's tweet said, my thoughts on that, how I take it, and how I am going to go forward with that information and how I've kind of come to my conclusion, right? It's my conclusion. This is how I've gotten there. I always say this podcast is my point of view on the world and how I've come to my conclusions, and I try and explain these things the best I can. I'm not here to try and like really convince anybody of anything. That might come as a side effect. But I just like giving my thoughts and opinions on different things. So like what is the truth here? I'm going to take a quick break and I'm going to kind of dissect each part individually and go in a little more depth on each individual part. Okay, the first thing I want to unpack just a little bit, the whole idea of a prophet in the first place. Is there a specific spokesperson of God that's been appointed by God, that's been appointed by the Quorum of the 12 Apostles to be the voice of God for a worldwide church? Does God even exist? I'm not going to go too deep into that. I believe so, yes. I believe that there is a prophet, somebody that has been called by God, that is guided by God, that is a voice to give us further information in this day and age. Okay, there we go. That's my statement. Two, does this mean that President Nelson is now a false god because he is promoting vaccines that could be harmful to the general populace, like some people say? No. Or did I say false god, false prophet? Is President Nelson a false prophet because of this? No, I don't believe so. And I think people are really hard pressed to separate like the man that is Russell M. Nelson to the prophet that is President Nelson. There is a fine line where they're different, but there is a line, right? Sure, like his whole life is dedicated to being a prophet. I think in this specific instance, he's like, hey, as a medical professional, this is just what I think is best for society. And yes, he has a prophet, the platform of being a prophet to spread that message. But again, I think this particular message is separated from like official church statements saying you have to get a vaccine. So there's that end. The whole idea of like follow the prophet, I'm like, yeah, in this example, I think we should follow his example. He's a wicked smart guy. He's a freaking heart surgeon. And I believe a heart surgeon more than any like keyboard warrior on Facebook or Twitter. I do. The guy's a heart surgeon. Not only that, But this whole idea of like follow the prophet, sure, there is the prophet, but there's also a quorum and a presidency behind him. And I don't think he ever comes out with any statement that's specifically church related without consulting them first. I would be very hard pressed if it was simply like, okay, guys, I'm going to announce this. Boom, here it is. I think there's a lot of discussion with every piece of revelation that any of them get for the church as a whole, where it's like, this is something that we are going to establish in terms of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints. This is a message that we are going to give out. His personal Twitter where he's like, hey, I got vaccinated, I think you should too, that's separate. That's completely separate. That is just a man that lived a very medically advanced life, a very medically knowledgeable life, tweeting based on his knowledge and the research he's done. But I don't think you would ever come out and hear the prophets and apostles say it is now a requirement in the church to be vaccinated. I think they will always lean on that side of do what is right to be healthy and safety for yourself, for your family, and for those around you. And it might heavily imply things like get vaccinated, but I don't think they'll ever come out with an official statement saying, hey, members of the church need to be vaccinated. Because they don't tend to give many absolutes like that, because it all comes back to you need to receive personal revelation for things. A prophet is there as like a guide, as a help, but when it comes down to it, it is your relationship with God and what you believe is right for you. I like how, I forgot which pope said it, the path to heaven has many different branches. I think a lot of these things, you know, we'll find out on the other side, like I've said many times. So the last thing is like, who is right in all of this? Is it the people saying like, no, I'm not going to get vaccinated, I believe that came out too quick? Is it the prophet saying like, I got vaccinated, I think you should too? I don't believe. Okay, if I had to take a pick, I'd pick the prophet. And let me take a step back. Frick, I'm like 19 minutes into this. Let me take a step back. Even if the prophet didn't get the vaccine, let's just say for whatever reason, he either did it privately so nobody knew that he got the vaccine, or he just came out and said like, oh, at this time, I'm not getting the vaccine. I still would get it for myself. Like, I still, with my own research, like, I came to my conclusions about this on my own research. It's not magically, it's not suddenly because the prophet of the church I am in got the vaccine that I'm like, oh yeah, let's go get the vaccine. I was already like, no, the second I can get it, I'm gonna get it, because I've done my own thought and research into this, and I feel like it is the best for me and those around me if I do get this vaccine. So I came into this whole tweet being like, awesome, the prophet is kind of on the same page I was already on his own personal Twitter, is like, I got vaccinated, I'm so glad for this, I'm glad for this opportunity. There was a whole science versus God debate because President Nelson was like, hey, it's a miracle we have this. And everybody's like, no, it's science that we have this. And I'm like, those two things aren't mutually exclusive. Science and the works of God aren't mutually exclusive. I often think that God uses science to further like his miracles. I've said it before. I think science and religion can go hand in hand. They often support each other. So it's like, sometimes I really don't like that. Well, one, I don't like social media a lot because I just think it breeds so many of these awful threads that just go nowhere and have no positivity. But also, it's hard sometimes to navigate in a world where there's this idea of, yes, this is the prophet of God, the spokesperson for God, essentially. And then also realizing like they are human. All the prophet and apostles are all human. They're all, is it fallible? Infallible? I forgot which word. They're not perfect, essentially, right? They're not perfect. And God doesn't expect them to be perfect. We shouldn't expect them to be perfect. Like, principles change and evolve, and processes are going to change and evolve. There are key doctrines that won't change and evolve because they're the key doctrines, but I'm just sitting here, just a little bewildered, that, you know, there are so many anti-maskers, there are so many anti-vaxxers, and it's all because misinformation can spread so easily on social media. That is the key culprit. Watch The Social Dilemma. It explains it perfectly. I'm just sitting here and I'm like, hey, I'm glad that I'm part of an organization where the key figurehead leader, living leader, I mean, I guess you could say God and Christ are the key figurehead leaders, but the prophet is like, yo, I got vaccinated. I think to be healthy and safe, we should be, you know, wearing our masks, getting vaccinated. It lines up with the science. It lines up with the research. And I'm glad that I'm not part of an organization or a belief that is unsafe in these things, where people aren't wearing masks and they don't believe in getting vaccinated. Not just the coronavirus vaccination, but vaccinations as a whole. Man. Anyway, one thing I want to end with, I liked how one guy put it, where he's like, man, we have a prophet that is pro-science, and now we have a president that is also pro-science. It's a good January. And I agree with that. It's nice to have a prophet that's so pro-science, spent so many years as a world-renowned heart surgeon. Like, the guys up top in this organization, they're smart guys. They're really smart guys. They're human, but they're really smart guys. That just gives me a little more calm, a little more confidence. Get vaccinated, wear your mask. Thanks for listening to Teb Stocks, the Premier Useless Podcast. Like, share, favorite, follow, rate the podcast, whatever you do on your given platform. It helps me out a whole ton. Follow me on like Twitter, right? And I will catch you all next time for the next episode where I talk about whatever is next. Peace out.